South African's space sector is set to grow with a new space infrastructure hub. Joining us is the SANSA CEO, Dr. Vel Mutsami. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me on. I'm well, thank you.
So tell us about, tell us South Africa's, give us a context of where South Africa sits in the field of space.
I think we actually very well recognized globally. We actually part of the global value chain, a space value chain. So just to give you context, we have a space operations facility which provides services to the international market. So for example, if the US or the European space agency is launching a vehicle, a rocket, they lose sight of all of those vehicles as it comes over Africa, and we take full control. So when you're watching these launches happening, it's actually the space agency locally that's actually involved in that process as well. And then from an Earth observation point of view, we've got satellite imagery that goes back to 1972. And then if you look at the space sciences side, we have a space weather center that's the only accredited weather center in Africa. So I think from an African perspective, we are very unique. And then globally, we are well recognized in terms of what we provide.
Incredible, because we don't really hear much about it, about South Africa's involvement. I mean, and that's quite significant, I would imagine.
It is, and I think that's something we're trying to rectify. We do recognize that there's a lot that we're doing, and given our international recognition, but there's a lot of work that we need to do in terms of advocating.
Yeah, and public awareness.
And the local. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and we're starting on that road.
Yeah. And I think it's got so many benefits, because so often, as South Africans, we beat ourselves up about everything, you know, and we've almost been conditioned to think, oh, you know, what do we know about this and what do we know about that? And to hear that we have a real standing in the space, in the community of a place around the world, and we are relied upon for our expertise is really something amazing.
It is. And that's what, we need to take cognizance of, is we have excellent scientists and engineers in South Africa that ranks right up there. So just to give you a sense, you know, when you looked at all the moon landings, the Apollo missions, there were three sites around the globe that were tracking those missions. So one was in Woomera in Australia, one in the US, and then the third one was here in South Africa. And so we did all the pre-missions to the Apollo, including some of the Apollo missions. And now we're in conversation with NASA to hosting the fourth, what is called Deep Space Network, because you need these sort of 30-odd meter dishes, diameter dishes, right, that can talk to the spacecraft as they're going to the moon and Mars. So there's a consideration of actually bringing a fourth Deep Space Network to support the next NASA mission to the moon here in South Africa. And that's because of the recognition of the caliber of scientists and engineers we have on the ground, which is not maybe recognized given the current climate and talk.
Well, exactly. And that's why these stories, I think, are so important, because exactly, we do have so much going for us, and we do have so much that we should really be proud of in this country. Tell us about this new space infrastructure hub.
So the space infrastructure is very, very critical in terms of supporting government's requirements. So one of the things that we do as a space agency is we support a government's needs or requirements. So we know that government departments use satellite imagery to make decisions. For example, from a space, let's say a satellite platform, you have sensors on board that are picking up information on the ground. And that kind of information is something that you and I cannot see, for example. So you can pick up how much of water is in a plant, how much of whether there's a disease encroaching before it's actually visible to your naked eye. And so this is the information we use for precision farming, increasing the yield of crops and stuff like that. So we're actually supporting a number of government departments with access to satellite imagery. So what we are doing is we are building our own space value chain. So we'll see about a half a dozen satellites being launched. We'll have strengthen our ground segment. So at the moment, our ground segment has close to 50 antennas covering all parts of the spectrum. But we're going to see a massive increase in that segment. And then there's the data segment, which is high-performance computing, bringing in artificial intelligence, and then your products and services. So we are looking at strengthening that entire value chain, including location-based services. So at the moment, for example, if you're using GPS on your mobile, the error signals can be off by 5 to 10 meters.
Right.
But we can reduce it down to within a meter, which is very, very critical for certain applications, like putting a post box address on each informal settlement, which you require a sub-1 meter resolution. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's actually using, it's using space technology to improve the lives actually of and quality of life of South Africans on the ground. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the primary focus of the investment.
Which is so interesting because again, you know, I think you guys need PR. You need a media focus because when I think of space, I think my immediate response, and I know that it's an ignorant and naive response, but it is, you know, we've got so many issues here. We've got so many, should we be looking to space? Can we not just, you know, sort ourselves out? But actually, it's really utilizing space to improve lives of people on Earth.
No, absolutely. And I think there's a massive misunderstanding when we talk about space because people immediately assume we are going to the moon or to Mars. But actually the utility of space is much more than that. As I just describing some of the benefits,
absolutely.
Like telecommunications, live sports. If you're watching Formula One or football on TV, that's coming through a telecommunications satellite that's sitting 36,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface. I mean, all your DSTV dishes, as an example, they're all pointing in the same direction. It's pointing at that particular satellite. That's space technology, but we don't realize it. If you go to an ATM in the mall and do a transaction, that transaction is actually transferred through a telecommunications satellite. Your timing signals, stamp on those transactions come from GPS satellites. It's all space technology that we don't recognize or understand sometimes.
Yeah, really, really incredible. Where, I mean, there's always been a lot going on in the Karoo. Is that still an area of importance?
Yeah, so the Karoo is specifically relating to radio astronomy. So we are actually building the biggest radio astronomy telescope in the world. Okay, so essentially what you're doing is you're picking up radio signals from the universe, which is very, very faint. And so you need a very large surface area to collect the faint radio signals. And so what we're doing is we're building a telescope that's equivalent to a square kilometer, but it's spread over, let's say, 3,000 kilometers. You increase the baseline.
Right.
Okay. And the reason why the baseline is important, so this telescope will be in South Africa, going up to Ghana, Mauritius, and so on. The baseline is interesting because let's assume you want to calculate the distance to a star. If you can visualize this, you sit on one point of the Earth and you measure the angle to the star. You go to an extreme other end of the Earth and you measure the angle to that star. And you do a triangulation, okay?
Right.
And that gives you the distance to the star. But the baseline becomes very important. The narrower the baseline, the more the error in the calculation. So you want a very large baseline to improve the accuracy. And this is why you have a 1 kilometer square surface area distributed over the entire continent to give you a very high resolution. And now you can pick up information that goes right back to when the universe started. That's about 13.7 billion years ago, which we call the Big Bang.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's happening in South Africa.
Yeah. That is something really, really that we should be proud of. How long is this? How long will it take for this project to get up and running?
Well, this project, so there's 64 dishes already on site. This was the prototype that was fully funded by South Africa, by the way. It cost about 4 billion rands.
Wow.
But it's giving breakthrough science already that, you know, that we haven't seen thus far. But now we're expanding that to about 3,000 antennas, and we're also looking at new, not only antennas, but what we call planar phased arrays, which actually, if you think about the data volume coming through this instrument, it's about anywhere between 10 and 100 times the global internet traffic on a daily basis. This is the volume of data that we'll be looking at. So this is now putting us in the big data space, and it's taking this country in a completely new direction from a ICT perspective, because some of the technologies we are using is pre-competitive that doesn't actually exist, that we have to develop as we go along.
Absolutely.
So it's exciting.
It is very, very exciting. And I can tell you that this is a story that certainly we're going to be following here on IFM on the Morning Mayhem. So just get used to save my number because we're going to be chatting again. I think this is really so important that, that South Africans know exactly what is going on. SANSA CEO, Dr. Val Muntsami, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and thank you for enlightening us.
No, thank you, Howard. Thank you. It's a pleasure.